Capricorn FM Podcast.
We're about to get into the restoring word of God. And of course, we've been busy with an amazing series called Divine Connection, Why God Wants Me to Wait. Last week, I had the privilege of sharing a message specifically to Anonymous, who sent me an email who says, Mogwabeni, I've been in a relationship for a while, and now my partner wants us to move the relationship to another level where we become intimate. Now, she is a virgin and he is not, and she was now in a dilemma to say, but what do I do? Had a chance to speak with her and her partner throughout the week, and I can definitely say that God is working on something special for them, and he will definitely continue to shine his light on them. You see, waiting sometimes can test your belief and your understanding of God's processes. It can even have you look at yourself and think, but why is it that everyone else is getting their breakthroughs? Why is everyone else getting their healing and I still have to wait? And how long will I wait? Matter of fact, God has all the time in the world. He's in an infinite space where he lacks time nor resource. Well, I'm only here for a limited time on earth. So wouldn't it make sense if God had to wait on me and not me the other way around? But you see, the thing about God making us wait is that his divine purpose and timing is so divine that by the time you reach whatever it is that you have been hoping for, it'll be meant just for you. There's a beautiful scripture in Proverbs 13 verses 12 that says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." You see, when the things that you are hoping for become deferred, or rather you have to wait for them, it can make your heart sick, so much so that you end up not believing in them and perhaps not even wanting to participate in them. But a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And God wants you to have the fulfillment that brings about a tree of life. A story is told about a lazy farmer who did not enjoy working hard in the fields. He spent most of his days napping under a tree. One day, while he was resting under a tree, a fox came chasing a rabbit. Now there was a loud bang that the farmer heard. The rabbit had crashed into a tree and died. The farmer picked up the dead rabbit and took it home, frustrating the fox. The farmer cooked and ate the rabbit for dinner and sold its fur in the market. The farmer thought to himself, if I could get a rabbit of this nature every single day, I would never have to work a day in my life. The next day, the farmer went right back to where the tree was, and he waited for another rabbit to die in a similar fashion. He saw a few rabbits, but none of them ran onto a tree like the one did before. Indeed, it was a very rare incident, but the farmer didn't realize it. Oh well, he thought to himself, there's always tomorrow. Since he was just waiting for the rabbit to hit the tree and die, he did not get any attention or receive or give any attention to the fields. So the wheat started to grow into his rice and his trees started to die, the very trees that were producing fruit which he was eating. Soon the farmer became hungry and ran out of rice and never caught a rabbit another day in his life. What is the moral of the story? I'm so glad you asked. You see, do not wait for good things to come without doing anything about it. Do not wait anticipating a disaster to give birth to your breakthrough. Do not give your life into luck that you have no control over. But waiting is a strategic position where you place yourself between the process of God and your destiny, but also having a plan to how you want things to pan out. When you wait, does not mean that you do nothing, does not mean that you neglect the things around you. If you are waiting for a bursary, get a job and fund your schooling. If you are waiting for a breakthrough in your business, don't only sit waiting for funding. Continue to sell, to market, and watch how God intervenes. The series is called Divine Connection: Why God Wants Me to Wait. Today's word comes from James 1 verses 17, and it reads as follows. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light. He does not change like shifting winds. Father, my God, I thank you for your restoring word, O God. Father, may your word strengthen us. Father, may your word be the lamp unto our feet. Father, speak to us. May you minimize me and maximize yourself, O God, as we share your restoring word. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. The series is called Divine Connection: Why God Wants Me to Wait. I'm going to be sharing with you a couple of nuggets that I need you to carry on with you in your journey of waiting for God, in your journey where you are seeking God's face. Wait. The thing about waiting is we are uncertain at what time the breakthrough will come through. I mean, I can only imagine being a patient lying in the hospital bed, waiting for that breakthrough that you were promised. And maybe God whispered in your ear a couple of years ago and said, I am going to heal you. Maybe you are stuck behind bars. You've been in there for so many years, and you have found and seek the face of the Lord. And in this moment in time, God has spoken to you and said, I will set you free. But yet you wait. The problem with waiting is that from our perspective, we have a time frame in which we would like things to happen. From where we standing, the wait is so much more difficult because you are in the position where you have to stand. The problem with waiting is that God doesn't even give you the details of what's about to happen. He doesn't tell you which door he will open and why he will shut a certain door. You see, the thing about waiting is that God requires you to walk by faith and not by sight. The thing about waiting is that God requires you to trust him. And that is where we are tested. I mean, it is so difficult for us to even wait for a phone to charge, or to wait in a queue when you are about to receive a service, or to wait before getting married, waiting for God to let you know if this is the right person. But because we are already so impatient, you say yes to proposals that you are meant to say no to, and you say no to proposals which God divinely ordered for that season. Matter of fact, we end up in a point where we can't even wait. We've got debt on debt. You can't wait. When I was younger, my mother would go to a store, and there was a thing called lay-by, where you would buy something for the future. You lay the money today, but you pay for it over 6 months and receive it 6 months ago. It was so funny because you would go and fit these clothes and these shoes only to take bigger sizes, because 6 months down the line, Murenje udaba wonwaru. But you see, the beauty about that is that you owed no one. After 6 months was done, whatever it is that you purchased was yours, and you did not have to worry about it. These days, we're drowning in debt because we cannot wait. We cannot wait. Growing up, I thought, why is my mother delaying me? Meanwhile, she was trying to free you and be able to instill in you that waiting is amazing. And you can only imagine what it's like to pay for something that you don't have, but yet you've put it on lay-by. You see, God will put some of us on lay-by. God will put you in a place where he's still working on you. And if only you would wait on him, he would give you what you need, and you'd have no one to thank but him, and you would have no debt in your life. But the problem with us is that we want it now. We want it all right now. Even the things that you can wait for. I've always wondered why it was that Abraham was lifted so high by God, where he even called him a friend of God. And I believe in my heart that it could have been the patience that he displayed. But God rarely, rarely moves in a time frame that we give him. God rarely acts just because we are acting, but because he is divine. He's above all things. He can see what we cannot see. He knows what we do not know, and he is God. And that is why he is above all. You see, I've always asked myself, why is it that if God wasn't ready for Moses to free the Israelites out of Egypt, why then would he reveal this to Moses? There could have been many reasons for this, but certainly one of them is that it could have taken less than 10 years for the Lord to get Moses ready for the job he was about to do. We wrongly assume that when God puts a vision in our heart, he will immediately bring the provision and open up all of the path for us to do it. You see, if you read and you study the scriptures, you will find that it always takes time for God to prepare his best servants. It took 27 years for Abraham to be prepared, 22 years for Joseph to be prepared, 13 years for David to become king, and 7 more years were added before he became the king over the nations. It took 14 years for Paul. If Moses would have just cooled down and chilled, like the urban youth say of today, just chill, and waited upon God, he would have received his breakthrough in 10 years. And that would have been the shortest wait in the Bible. But instead, he wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years, God still working on his patience. He would have took him only 10 years and he would have been in the comfort of his palace. You see, if you are waiting for God to direct you in business, keep waiting. If you're waiting for God to direct you on who to marry, keep waiting. It is better for you to wait than to come back 15 years down the line after a bad divorce for you to come back and say, well, I did not know. It is better for you to wait upon the Lord before you make your next move. It is so much better for you to wait on God, or you will go round about being tossed to and fro as if you have no direction because you refuse to wait. God's wait is not his denial. He is God, and in all things are perfect under his timing. The first nugget I want you to know is that when God says wait, you will not have a clear yes or no. And that is why he wants you to wait. If you are still unsure, child of God, then wait on God. If you are not sure of what is happening or what your next move is, wait on God, and wait exactly where he has placed you. Many people now, they leave jobs and they leave churches saying, well, I'm not being used. I'm not necessarily going in the best direction. Wait right there where God has left you. God makes you wait so you can hear from him. That is a second nugget. God makes you wait so you can hear clearly from him. I pray that you may receive the understanding that God wants you to wait for something greater. God wants you to wait for what he has in store for you. Divine connection. And that is the reason why God wants you to wait. If there's anything that you need prayer for, anything that you need God to do for you, 082-654-2446, that is our WhatsApp line.
I'm praying to God to help me, give me the strength for my son, even his father. I know if God is with him, may the Lord God intervene and talk to him. I know God listens to my prayers every time. Amen.
Yeah. Mama, I've been in contact with you for a little bit now, and we've been speaking greatly about what is currently taking place in your life and in your son's life. Please share with me a little bit about that, Mama.
Um,
Are you still with me, ma?
I'm always with my family. You know, it's hard for the mother to be alone with these kids. The other one is in PE. I'm happy for him. He got a job. Now, this one in Joburg is working. All the property now is losing the property of not paying the rent. So I think that's the reason why he's being stressed to drop this treatment of his. I used to stay with him in Joburg. He was 17 years old. Since I left Joburg, things didn't go well for him. May God help me.
So
now, even to pray, I'm very weak. Oh, I'm very weak in praying.
So, Mama, if I have captured what you've said very well, is that you've got two sons. One is in PE, he's in school, but he's doing very well in his in whatever he is doing that side in school, right? And you have one son who is in Johannesburg. Now, this son who is in Johannesburg is the one that you are really, you know, wanting God to intervene, because he's defaulted in taking his ARVs, and now he's just decaying. And you are about, if I can say, maybe 250 kilometers away from him, and there's very little you can do. So friends keep telling you about his condition getting worse and worse. Has he told you why he's decided not to take the medication?
He just told me he dropped the medication, and the friends that took the number from him, they tell me. Now, there's this other friend that I gave the number. He said tomorrow is willing to take him to the clinic, because tomorrow he will be off. So the friend said he will ask for the off at his work again to take him to clinic. I will tell you what is happening, whether they went there, because if not, I must take him back home to get treatment. Yes.
I think it's very crucial that, as a mother, I first want to thank you for carrying your children, not only through the 9 months, but even now as they are young men, you are still praying for them, and you are still in their lives, involved in their lives, not neglecting them because of what has taken place either in the past or things that they have done to hurt you. So I want to thank you, Mom, and I want to say to you that truly God loves you, and he sees every single thing that you are doing. And now for your son, the first step will be rehabilitation. I think he needs to receive rehabilitation to exactly find out exactly what makes him default, or why does he think you know, he can let his life just go as it is. Because I mean, there is treatment, and people live very long and healthy lives as long as they take their medication. And now it's just going to get worse. I mean, to default for 1 year, there's a lot of catching up he will have to do.
Yeah, I'm so stressed, because they say even Batting is a smart guy. But now they're saying it can come to 3 days, not Batting. So it's very stressing. It's very stressing for me.
Mama, I'm going to not only pray for you, but I'm going to keep watching this situation very, very closely. But I pray that God gives you the wings and the strength you need to carry you through this season, specifically for your son, that he receives healing. And the beautiful thing about God is that he works with doctors. I mean, isn't that amazing? He gives them the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to create medication that can help us. So the healing happens double in the spirit, but also in the physical body. So we do encourage to constantly take your medication. Do not neglect medication, whether it be for TB, whether it be for high blood, whatever it might be. Take your medication. It is so important. And as a mother, I thank you as well that you are here for your son. I'm really hoping and praying that in this week you can find time to go visit him, because when a mother speaks to you, it's very different than over the phone or with a friend. So I will continue to pray with you and keep very close watch. I will definitely keep calling you, Mom.
Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you do when healing is at your doorstep, but you have to first take the first step? And the first step is being consistent in your medication. We believe in taking medication. especially if it has been prescribed for you specifically from doctors. This morning on the line, I've got a very progressive young lady. Her name is Dikeledi. Dikeledi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to Sunday Restoration.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Dikeledi, what is it that you want God to do for you? What is it that is in your heart that you know that only God can do for you?
Okay, firstly, I want God to open a way for us, for our business to succeed since we started it last year. We did all the registrations.
Yeah.
I want God to provide us with the capital for resources like software, office, computers. And after he has provided those, I need those doctors we're going to approach to believe in us that we can do the best job for them, since it will make their lives easier.
Oh, wow. That is
amazing.
And I
just want this business to succeed. Mm. One thing that I know that I am only 24 years old. And I'm the one who's providing for my mother and my younger brother. So everything is in my hands now to change this whole situation. That's why I need this to happen from deep down my heart. And I believe in myself and also my friend that will make it, but only God can make it for us.
Oh, yes, definitely. Only our Lord and Savior can elevate us to the point that we need.
Yes.
Wow. You are the very definition of progress. You are taking a situation that is currently very difficult for you, and you understand the situation because you are in it, and you are finding ways to be able to jump out of them and be profitable in the space that you are in. I spoke to you earlier on, and you were just elaborating on how you are in the medical space, and you are someone who was exposed to how doctors are able to receive payments and so forth and so on. So your business is basically bodied on what you do. And I'm grateful for that, because many of us, sometimes we are in such a different space. For instance, to make a horrible example, I could be in boxing, and somehow I want to become a consultant for dentists. I mean, these are two different worlds. As much knowledge as you can do, it's so much easier to be in the same space of business in which you are currently in. It just makes it that much more easier for you. And I want to say thank you for that, because you are young and progressive. And for everything that is happening in your life, I want God to cover you and your family. I pray that God is able to open the doors in your life that you need open, especially in business, that you may also have the ability to broaden your horizons and to think outside of the box in everything that you do, because that's how funds will come, and that's how funding will come, from being able to be innovative but also add value to where you are. So I want to really join my faith with you for the next couple of weeks, where we constantly, continuously pray for the breakthrough that you need. And I believe that God can do it for you, Dikeledi.
Okay, thank you, sir. I also believe that God will do it for me.
Have yourself a beautiful Sunday, yeah?
Thank you very much. You too. Goodbye.
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
I'm
very, very well. Welcome to Sunday Restoration.
Yes.
What is it that you want God to do for you? What is it that is in your heart? What is it that you need God to intervene?
Especially because I'm having a problem here with allergies. I get swollen in my face. I went to the doctors. They did me the test. They can't find anything. It really disturbs me. Like, it took it. I must take 2 days in a week.
Yeah. So basically, this is allergy that obviously happens after you've eaten something or been exposed to something. Have you realized what it is yet?
Nothing.
You haven't realized yet?
No, I don't know, because I don't eat spices. I don't eat eggs. The things that they said when you eat it, you can react to allergy, but I eat veggies and fruit, but still.
Yeah, this is very different. Have you consulted medical doctors about this? You've been to see more than one and gotten a second opinion?
The doctors, they give the blood tests, they see they can't see anything, especially even on food.
Oh, especially
I don't eat anything. They don't know what's the cause of this allergy. Oh. And the way it reacts, it's not normal because it just gets filled with the whole face.
I hear what you're saying. I hear exactly what you were saying. You know, what I can say to you specifically is that thank you so much for taking the first step of going to see professionals, doctors who can assist us with this type of situation. Thank you very much. Also, one thing that I know for a fact that, you know, many people, and I speak under correction because there are doctors who are listening to this show right now, but meat has a very different types of meats have different types of hormones that sometimes don't align with what you are doing. So I would advise as well that maybe for a little bit of time, just stay away from your foods like beef and so forth and so on, and just eat what you are currently eating, which is vegetables and fruits, and see what happens. So that by the next time you go and visit a doctor, then you can be able to say, okay, well, by the time I ate this, this is what happened. Then you are able to align them to the direction that they can help you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I'm also going to pray that you receive strength in this, because I know for many people, allergies you treat over a long time. It's not something that you can fix overnight. So I'm definitely going to be praying for you regarding that. Do keep in contact and do keep me informed on everything that is happening. We are going to be praying for you and definitely going to be trying to keep up with what is happening in your life. Thank you so very much for opening up your heart and just sharing with us what is happening in your life. Yeah. There are many things that are happening in life, and all of them require us to come together. We require not only medicine, but our spirits, our spiritual realm, where we reconnect with our Father, because He created us. If you just tuned in, well, you plugged into Reconnection on Sunday Restoration with myself, Mpo Wama Gwabeni. I've had such an amazing time in the presence of the Lord. This hour, I've been asking you what it is that you want God to do for you this week, this month, this year, because it is so important that we let known our request to God, that He might be able to open up the floodgates of heaven, that it might begin to rain into our dry situations. Whatever situation that might seem to be draining your energy, draining your love, draining your strength, that is exactly what we need to bring before the Lord. And I thank you so very much for all the voice notes that I have received. And here is one.
Good morning, Pastor.
Dende.
My name is Portia from Harangua.
Yes, Portia.
Ke kopa gore o rapelele mwana go gae ke Tebogo. Le bonolo ba kry-e mmereko, Modimo a ba thuse, a ba blesse ka mmereko. Ke a leboga, Pastor.
You know, there's nothing more difficult than being in a situation where you are seeing the people that you love not being able to reach the goals they have set for themselves simply because mishumo ai kowanara. And asuri batho aba kozama, asuri motho ha kobea a di apply ka hezo stressors na khonya gore a ite zwone. Tshiṅwe tshifhinga zwi vha zwi tshi khotonga ngari una sense of blockage that is happening, some sense of delay that is taking place, and you don't really know exactly what to do. And what this can sometimes lead to is some form of depression or feeling as if you are not doing anything, you are not worth anything, and it is such a difficult space to be in. If you know what it is like to be asking for mere 20 rand to be able to leave from one space to another, it is difficult. It is harder when you are living with people who will constantly remind you of what you don't have. I pray to God that you don't have those kind of people. I got a message on our WhatsApp line that says, "Morning, men of God. My name is Matodzi. My heart is heavy. I am unable to move on from my baby's death. It's been 10 months now and I can't even pray because I feel like maybe God has forsaken me. I'm struggling. I can't even be happy." You see, God's plans and the way God does his things is so divine. Even the painful things are part of the plan that will bring you to where he wants you to be. What God wants you to become is woven through the circumstances which you will face. Madodzi, what you are going through, I can't imagine. I'm a father. I've never been a mother. So that connection you've had with your child is... is unexplainable. And to be a mother and to have to lose your child, it's very disheartening. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that God strengthens you, that God lets you know that he loves you. And not only that, but he will never leave you nor will he forsake you. Some things are just unexplainable. And only when we get to meet him and be face to face with him can we then receive the explanation of what has happened. But God is so in love with you. The pain that you are going through, he feels it and he sees it. And he is not in any way going to leave without restoring you. Thank you so much for your message, Madodzi. I'm definitely going to be praying for you. I got another message that says, hey, Pastor, can you please pray for me and my family? This is Dineo Sibara from Venda. Thank you so much for reaching out. Another message I'm receiving that says, good morning, man of God. Please stand with me in prayer for my husband. Last year, February, they stole his car. This year, February, his car burnt down to ashes with no cause. I see him slowly getting into depression. I tried calling the family and everyone. Still nothing. He is a strong man, but nothing. But now, rather, he is really out of it. He has lost all faith. My Father, my God, I trust you. I love you, Father, and I believe that restoration comes through you. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, may you intervene in every heart, in every family, everyone who has touched and got in contact with us, Father. Father, may the angels encamp around them. Father, we speak healing to everyone who is sick, Father God. We speak healing to Peter, who's out in Johannesburg, whose mother called us. Father, we speak healing to Dikeledi, who's in a new venture, Father. We say, may you open up the doors of heaven for her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough upon breakthrough, because you are a God of breakthrough, a God who is never failing. Amen and amen. Master Jay is up next with Addictive Sundays and Mutusi Makoshoro, Uncle TS with Body and Soul. Prudence Mabasa has got the afterglow. We call it Capricorn FM Sundays. You don't want to miss it. Oyana kwamba ndi mpho wa magwabeni, mduru wa msethegwa, muvenda mbikwa na tombo, tombo la sala. Oh, I've had an amazing time with you. Thank you so very much for plugging in. May the grace of our Lord and may the fellowship of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit may it abide with us now, even forevermore.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media @CapricornFM.